When this varied bunch went on a car trip, all the windows were cracked because the smoke from Grampy Jim's cigarettes and the smell of the butane from the flip-top stainless steel lighter was too strong otherwise. Even with the windows lowered a bit, the smell was pretty hard to take, but they all talked, laughed, and listened to the country western tunes to take their minds off the horrible odor. Benjamin was aware once again of the contrast of the sickening odor and the happy conversation. He was again right in the midst of this memory of one of the car trips, a special car trip, selected by the machine of his brain and soul. But what made this particular car trip special? Why was this trip selected to play over and over in his mind? Well, Benjamin could only surmise that the significance was in the details and what they represented. It was a mystery to him how the mind and soul, with their special ability to discern, chose epiphanies for us. Yet, no matter how they were chosen, he felt somehow that memories, dreams, and daydreams, if we are hit over the head with them enough, could become epiphanies for us. But what exactly did this memory mean? He was momentarily jerked out of the dream with this thought. He wondered for a bit, then allowed himself back into the reverie. It began as always on a December day, perpetually cold and snowy in his mind's eye. Benjamin closed his eyes and put the papers filled with columns and numbers down slowly on his desk. As he began to enter the memory again, he and all the passengers in the dream seemed to coalesce from mist into more solid form. And with that gelling of form, their conversation and the happy feeling which accompanied it came into focus too. Benjamin felt himself to be smaller. He was aware that his feet did not touch the black carpet of the floor of the vehicle's back seat, and that the others' feet did. He felt himself smushed between aunts and uncles, as his 7-year-old self would have said. He was aware of all of this,